So we hope that you enjoyed our first couple of episodes, but we're back, myself and Jennifer, for Two Peas, One Podcast. We are going to be actually approaching a few more subjects this week, which are a little bit more serious, but of course we're going to show the fun side of us two. And we're going to give you, like always, real talk, one episode at a time.
So we're going to kick off today with my favourite, last thing Googled. Mine was really boring last week. Do you remember last week? Mine was about a car seat.
Oh, I don't even like, know what mine
is. This is the extravagance of mum life, right? It's either really fucking boring.
Yeah.
Or it's actually really funny.
I'm actually panicking a bit now.
Okay, so mine was, do hedgehogs really have sex 100 times a night?
Sorry, they right. do?
Apparently so. So this is true information. My dad, obviously being a retired times. Vet, I don't know what we were watching. I think we were watching like Attenborough or Mammals or something on TV because they're over
what?
Visiting the grandkids. We were watching and he was like, did you know?
Also, can we just quickly say, Jen's parents are living their best life in Cyprus. Oh, so gel. Like also,
mum
yeah,
come
hats
back
off to
home
them.
But yeah, so I needed to Google this to affirm that he attended the correct lecture at university. And it is true. They're very funky,
sexually
nocturnal
active.
Animals that just love going for it nonstop. Would you? So do that's they, why, you know, when you hear hedgehogs rustling a lot of the time, if there's more than one, they are 100% having sex.
They are bunking up.
They're bunking. Yeah, they are.
Dirty little hedgehogs, man.
I know, they're so cute. Who knew?
Yeah.
I did not.
So did you know as well that dolphins and humans are the only ones that actually have sex for pleasure?
Really?
Yeah. So the rest of them are just doing it for like procreation.
Wow.
Yeah. Imagine we procreated that many times. Right. This is actually so boring.
Don't tempt me. I'd quite like to.
Oh my God.
I'd like to be a serial procreator.
No bake Biscoff cheesecake.
Are you joking?
I was looking for how to decorate my cheesecake on the weekend. That's actually so embarrassing.
Oh, well, at least, you know.
Oh,
mine was boring last week.
It's been a busy week.
Probably a bit boring this week.
School holidays are absolutely
dummy. But at least they're true and they're accurate.
Yeah. So that was our
last Googled.
Last Googled.
That's actually not bad.
But one thing that I really wanted to bring into the podcast is my mind is a bit weird, okay?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's kind of obvious, isn't it? I always think about weird things like, you know, we say feet.
Yeah.
And one, like a group of feet. And then you say like one of them is a
foot.
When we say sheep.
Yeah.
Why is it not shoop?
Shoop.
Like
would it not
shoop?
Be shep?
No, like what? Like feet, foot.
Feet, foot.
Sheep, shoop. Like say shoop. Doesn't it sound fun on
it
your
does.
Tongue?
It actually sounds like a nice name. Shoop.
Shoop.
Come here, baby
cute.
Shoop. Yeah.
Oh my God, look at that little shoop.
Yes.
I love you, shoop.
Yeah, no, I actually don't know.
So that's where my mind goes sometimes. But leading on to that, I actually feel like there are a lot of beautiful names out there with terrible, terrible meanings. Like mine, which is, I think, if it wasn't associated with a sexually transmitted disease, could you imagine the name chlamydia being so beautiful? Oh, darling, chlamydia, please don't do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you know what? If
well,
you actually
you
take
her?
It out of context, it really doesn't sound
yeah.
that bad. Yeah, you can it's imagine somebody quite half a class using that name.
The fact that someone has given that a name for an
chlamydia.
STD, like
Clammy.
Clammy, darling.
Clammy.
Oh,
it's very
chlamydia.
Close to clammy. Yeah.
Oh, chlamydia, you sweetheart.
I see it. Are there any others?
Oh, it's chlamydia's birthday on the weekend. I feel like you could only be posh.
Turning to.
Another one, syphilis. Another. What is with the sexually transmitted beautiful names?
Syphilis.
Like, just call it the clap, like, bang,
syphilis.
Straight what it is. Syphilis.
Yeah, do you know what? If you take that out of context again, it's not bad, is it?
Quite pretty, isn't it?
Syphilis. I think that could be a unisex name.
I do as well.
Girl and boy.
Yeah, yeah, it could be a boy. But again, I feel like it's pretty upper class. Like, it was syphilis, was doing the violin on the weekend, a recital, darling.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last one is, I can't remember what it was. It was another sexually transmitted disease, probably. No, it wasn't. It was an illness. It was a sickness. Pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah, pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
It sounds nice, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Oh, I bought Pneumonia a pair of new Uggs because she ruined her last ones. Oh, can Pneumonia come round and stay? But yes.
Yeah, I see that. I see it.
We've just used them for terrible ideas. So those are mine. Do you have any? Can you think of any?
Again, I think mine would probably be more up the disease alley.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Flatulence is actually quite cute as well. Now I'm thinking about it.
Stop.
Flatulence.
No, mine would definitely be like a medical word. I think like, not this one necessarily, but like tuberculosis.
Yeah.
Like it's very long.
TB for short.
Yeah. Tuberculosis. Yeah.
But aren't they all really like yah, upper class, plumbing the mouth?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's nothing a bit scummy. I'm sure we can think of any more, but like maybe we'll do a post on Instagram and then
we
get
do, we need
to
do
comment.
A poll.
Yeah,
a poll.
That's Let's a good that. Idea. That is good.
Going on. So last things Googled. Shall we do Say It and Shot It?
Yes.
Because I don't know about you, but this half term has killed me off.
I am done.
And I'm really, I don't know about you, but I actually don't thrive on children not having routine.
No, me neither.
I very much like,
I need
don't,
routine.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love spending time with my kids, but I am a routine gal through and through. Like, I know I moan about it, but like getting up, getting them ready for school, fucking them off.
It's actually tiring
like,
for us.
Yes, I know what I'm doing.
I don't think anyone realises how tiring it is. I'd rather be at work than traipsing around. Like I went to Wayman Safari yesterday and today I physically needed to do nothing. Mm-hmm. I wanted to lie in a dark room with silence. I was overtouched. I was overstimulated.
Yeah.
I just needed and craved like nothingness.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. I was back at work today because I'm a self-confessed workaholic. So I feel like the key to like surviving the school holidays is a day on a day off.
100%.
And why do they keep changing it as well? Like your kids are in a different borough to mine.
Yeah.
I remember that time when we got dressed up and I was like, so I'll meet you there. And you were like, send me a picture. Her kids were in their full school uniform. I was like, what's going on? Why? Are we not going somewhere today?
Yeah.
No, her school had a whole week after mine. And then you guys were still on holidays and mine had gone back to school.
I know. It was like a cinema trip, wasn't it? Or something.
Just make it the same thing.
I know.
Make it
if
easier.
It could, if all the counties could be the same,
just
that
come
would
together,
be good,
guys.
Because we just don't need it to
we
go on
have
for that
enough
long.
Shit going on in our lives. We are trying to figure out what time that pickup is, what time that hobby is, what time that after school club is.
Also,
we don't
like,
need to add to the
I
list.
Very much love my own kids, but like I texted you when I was at the shopping centre the other day, didn't I? And I was just like, it's
hate other
so
people's kids.
Noisy and I'm so overstimulated. I don't want to be here.
No. And I just think as well, like some parents, like, why are you just, I know you're in an establishment full of screaming kids, but like rein it in with your kid. Like, why is he, like Benny came back from a soft play and he literally had the biggest graze. A little boy had kicked him in the face.
No.
Kicked him, full pelt. It scarred him. It still scarred him.
Oh my God.
I would be mortified if that was my child.
100%.
And I'm not saying like my kids have got their moments, but it's just like pure carnage, isn't it? Mm. Also, I feel like it feels really quiet here about Baby Zach today.
It does. It's weird. I don't really know what I'm doing.
Where are you?
I know.
He's our cute little mascot. But yeah, it's such a funny thing, isn't it? When you look at the holidays and the 6 weeks, because they were talking in Parliament about reducing, I think it's actually happened in maybe Wales and Scotland. They were going to reduce the 6 weeks holidays down from 6 weeks to four, and then they were going to add it on to like another half term. And I'm so here for that.
Or like two additional days on the end of every holiday or something to split it up a bit more.
Or even like 2 weeks in the February one and then another 2 weeks. I feel like 2 weeks I can cope, I can do it. 6 weeks, it gets to the week four. My kids are stressed, I'm stressed. They don't know where they're coming or going. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. They are
there's
fully
no money
like,
left in the pot.
There's
by
no
the way,
money.
Because
I'm
why
brassic.
Is everything so expensive?
It's
now?
Literally beans on toast for the rest of the fucking holidays.
I know.
And it's just, and the, also the thing that gets me, and like that's a whole nother podcast, is the fact that the council will fine you if you take your children out of school.
Yeah. I
but
know.
Like you're not penalising the companies that are making massive profit off of us having no other option.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not going to rant about that because we'll be here all day.
We could be here all day for that. Should we do some shots?
Yeah,
should
I think we should do
Let's
some shots.
Do some
yeah,
shots.
It's been a long fucking week and these kids have driven me potty.
Right, then pick up your shot.
Right,
we've got the lovely mystical gin unicorn juice.
Say it and shot it because
we
don't mess about around here.
No, we shot
it as well as saying
it. We just
it.
Need an excuse to, you know, be away from our kids and have shots. So here we go. First one, current, because mine varies. I don't know about you. Who's your current celebrity crush?
Do you know what? He's an OG from day dot. Like, I absolutely adore him. Chris Brown. Yeah, I know. He's a one beater. I hate that for him. I hate that for me.
Yeah, okay. I see it. Mm. Not sure I support it. I see it. Mine is really boring.
Who's yours?
It's a Chris. We're both in the Chris category, but I love a dad. Mine's Chris Pratt.
You actually do love a dad.
Mine's Chris Pratt. You know, from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. What?
I just love a dad.
You actually love a dad.
But he's, you know.
You actually love a dad.
I do. I love a dad.
He looked like a dad. He looked like he came out the womb a dad.
There you go.
Do you like the dad bod or just the dad look, the dad aesthetic?
I think I like
the dad aesthetic.
It's got nothing to do with the bod. I think I just.
You wouldn't mind an ab under the. Polo.
I know. I mean, that would be lovely. Yeah. Just a few. But if I just, when
You've
I
heard
see
it here
men,
first, guys.
Yeah, when I see men with kids and how good they are, I'm just like, oh my God, my
it
ovaries.
It hurts your ovaries. Yeah. See, I do like that. But like, also, I want you to be like a thug with like tattoos.
No, that's fine. Cheers to that.
Okay, sorry, I'm going too far. Cheers to that. Oh, I feel like this doesn't get any better.
Oh, like, that's so weird. I don't mind
like
that
medicine.
Today.
It's like medicine. It's like sweeter today.
Gross.
But like, I think that's gross.
Okay, this is quite an intimate question.
Okay.
Have you had the whole shot? Have you
got
some left in there?
Was I supposed to?
No.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I have a little bit
left. Better pour some more then.
Oh, fuck.
Next one's quite intimate.
Right.
Wildest place you have had sex?
Oh, my God. I actually don't think I'm very wild. I'm so vanilla.
It's all right to be vanilla.
I'm pretty vanilla. I think I'm vanilla. I can't think of like the wildest place. You go first, I think.
Okay, well, again, I don't think this is that out there, but mine is a car park.
Like outside of the car we're in?
Inside.
I don't think that's why. I think if you did it outside the car park,
okay,
there is
a bit
more.
You're
basically dogging at that point.
Yeah, there is a bit more to that story though.
Wait,
I didn't realise that the car park I chose was manned security.
No, so someone 24/7. Has footage of you.
No, it got worse.
You're in the wank bank.
No. Mine was the only car there. They came to the door.
I remember this.
Mm.
Oh my God, I remember that. Shit.
Knock on my window
wasn't it like early evening?
Fun.
It wasn't even like late.
It wasn't late, but
like 9 p.m.
The street lights were on. It was dark.
Oh my God.
I thought it was secluded enough. I thought wrong.
I remember this and you were like, I'm mortified. And
oh,
I was just like,
I never
Jennifer.
Thought, would I be able to go back to the establishment ever again? But luckily, I don't think
the
they've
block
noticed
list?
Well,
no, do you
no
know what? They literally were like waving you in. Come on, babe.
you come back.
You come sit down, my darling.
And do you know what the worst of it is?
What?
Said person got out of the car and had to pull his trousers up and the security man was just laughing at him.
No, so he saw dick and ball. The security man saw dick. No. That took an absolute turn.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at that. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, not the most exotic place, but,
no.
You know, definitely has a bit of substance in
that's,
the story behind
yeah.
it.
I've had sex in a car park, but it wasn't... So, like, at the end of my old street, when I was first dating my husband, I lived at home, he lived at home, and he hadn't, like, stayed over at this point, but I was like...
Do you remember those days, how exciting
yeah.
it was?
Yeah, I felt like a, like, preteen. I was like, oh.
I
know. You can't stay over yet because my parents haven't met you. So I was very much like in the beginnings of our relationship, I was like, I want this man to put a ring on my finger. So I'm going to do all the things I need to do in order for him to see me as wifey.
Yes.
So I held out on having sex.
Oh my God.
I waited 6 days. It was really fucking tough. There were times when we were literally like dry humping in car parks.
Oh my God.
Because it was
God.
Like, but I was like, no. Put my chastity belt back on.
Oh
I'm a good
God,
girl.
You're so good.
I'm so good, aren't I?
You are.
The self-restraint for me was like fantastic.
I don't know
how
self-restraint goes with me. I just don't have that capacity.
It was
I'm
really
quite an impulsive
hard.
Person sometimes.
So there was a time when obviously we were like, right, we're going to try. But there was nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to be like, listen, Mum, I can't hold out. So can you
get out of the house?
Yeah,
with them?
Like this is Kyle. But actually, so I ended up going to like the end and it was kind of like a wooded area. If anyone knows Milton Keynes, like it is near like Chepstow.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down to the Chepstow Park and we like pulled the car in. But I had an Audi TT at the time, which was tiny. It was a convertible one.
Mm.
So it had no back seat. So you couldn't even recline the chair. We were like beeping. It was so awful. I was trying to get on top. I was like, I've got a big bunda. Like, where am I putting that?
No.
So
you were confined.
In the end, I was just like, I just want, I just need you to do your thing now.
Yeah.
So we ended up coming out of the car and like kind of being propped up against the car.
Yeah.
But like it was so exposed. We were like, no, we're just going to have to wait. So we did. We actually waited. So that's one.
Was it worth the wait?
It was definitely worth the wait.
There you go then.
It was worth. And I feel like that was such a good thing to like build intensity as well. Like when it actually happened, it was unreal because we like knew each other. He knew what to do to me. Like it was actually a really good thing. And I always recommend if you want the ring, that's how to do it. Just saying. But there's other ways. I know girls.
That's clearly where I've gone wrong. So no, that's just not, it's not an incoming for me.
But I think that is probably at a spa. I'm not going to say the spa name because they probably will blacklist me. In the sauna and also in the jacuzzi. Yeah. Wow. I feel like saunas get me like, not saunas, like spas. I feel like they get me like.
I'm going to rethink my trip to the David Lloyd now, I think.
Yeah. Do they just get me a bit like I'm hot under the collar?
It's quiet.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like jacuzzi and saunas, like they just make me feel a bit.
Yeah, I can
like,
see that.
Fluid and mellow.
Right. Well, cheers to that then.
Cheers to that. So say it and shot it. That was my wild places to have sex.
Right. Last one is. Not overly juicy.
Oh, that end.
It's not good, is
it? It hits you, man.
Oh, no.
It's deceiving.
Have you ever re-gifted a present?
Yes.
I think everybody has.
I mean, I actually I think mean,
you're lying if you said that you haven't.
Yeah, like, let's be sustainable huns. I think it's a good thing. If I'm not going to make use of that present.
Yeah, and you know that. Or you've already got it. Pass it or on. You've got something very similar that you know that you're not going to utilise.
Like, I'm not going to go, listen, hon, can I get that gift receipt? And I know that you put your heart and soul into that, but I don't really want it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, okay, next time there is an occasion, if I haven't had time, I can then give it to you. I think it's nice.
I have a drawer.
You have a drawer?
I have a full drawer.
Okay, well, I know where my next birthday present's coming from.
From.
Sweet.
Speaking of which, your card should be here somewhere.
Oh my God, it is, yeah.
We need to remember that.
Yeah.
We need to get that card back, Stu.
Producer Stu, cheers. Cheers, bub. I feel like people need to see Producer Stu.
I do too.
And I think they need to see your tattoo. Can you show us your tattoo and then we'll shot to that?
What, in here?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Get your leg out for the girls.
This is Producer Stu. He makes the magic happen.
Yep.
This is his weird and wondrous tattoo. Read it out loud, Michelle. It says, eating pussy, kicking ass.
I mean, is that Texas? Mm-hmm.
He's a Texas boy at heart.
That thanks, is Drew.
That's woo! Drew. We will tag his Instagram.
Cheers to him.
He's actually happily married, so no, you won't. You hussies, you. Right. Okay, so I feel like I now need some water, so we should probably do like our singing segment.
That's probably a good idea, actually.
Yeah, because at least I can
gargle the gin out.
Right, so who wants to go first?
Please
don't do any more Disney.
No.
You can have a glug of this.
Okay, go on then.
Okay, so you go first.
Okay. Such immense pressure. I've only got one, by the way, in my head.
Okay. And once we've done it, you can just figure it out. Round and round the wheels.
Yeah!
Wow, I can't believe we're doing nursery rhymes. I think we're gonna do like pop hits. Okay.
Oh my God. Loving you. Loving you? No.
Whitney Houston, I want to dance with somebody.
Oh,
that was sick.
God.
I can't believe you didn't get that.
No, sorry.
Are you actually joking?
No, 100% sorry. I didn't
no,
get that.
Like that was good.
No.
I was like, that's too good. I think she's going to get it too quick. Seriously.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
I feel like you're, I can't see you. I'm like, hello.
Hello there.
Hello there. Okay. Do you want to do one more or don't you have any more?
Ooh.
That gin's gone to my head.
No, I know, same. I'd probably have to do another nursery rhyme, you know.
Bottle. It's the worst, isn't it? You're like, I need to compose myself.
I can't.
Bro, what?
You didn't get that?
No.
Texas. Beyonce.
Oh, This winter.
So yes.
Oh my God.
See, now you can't be angry at me for not knowing your Whitney Houston song. No, because
that was good.
And I thought that was great.
That was great. But like, I just couldn't do a bit more of it. Okay, no, it's fine.
It's gone. The moment's over.
I need to think of another song. Okay. Actually, it's a little bit hard, this one. Why do I always forget? I literally go and I'm like, I don't know.
No, that seems to me. That's why I need to look.
I think I get shy.
You get shy.
I get gargle shy.
You are not shy.
I actually get
and you
gargle
are not shy.
Shy
of gargling.
I actually get gargle shy.
Bullshit.
Is that a thing?
Do I need to ring Kyle? Because I'm sure
he would
say otherwise.
She's a shy gargler. She's a shy gargler.
No, wait.
Bro, are you joking? That was so good. Are you joking?
Is it from Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Yes. I can't remember what it's called
Spoon
though.
Sugar.
Yes.
I
sorry.
Like,
no, I got
hit
it.
Every fucking note.
No, you did.
Then.
No, that was good.
That
I
was
got
great.
It.
Right. So I know we do a lot of jokey stuff on this podcast because we are two peas in one pod. But I feel like as mums, we are always going to have to hit hard hitting subjects.
Mm.
And I was actually recently asked to go on to Good Morning Britain. Mm-hmm. And they said to me, the topic and the subject, it got wiped. They didn't actually do it in the end because I think it was an article in the press.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the whole Kate Middleton thing came about. So it ended up just being scrapped. And they were speaking about that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The question was, if your child was invited to a sleepover,
yep.
Would you DBS check the parent?
No, because they wouldn't be going.
Okay, agreed. Because I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
So context.
Yeah.
I have a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. So do you.
Yeah.
Five and 7-year-old.
Five and 7, yeah.
And I don't feel like I'm ready for my children to stay out.
No.
I don't feel, I just like.
I do think there are grey areas though. Like if you had my kids overnight, not a problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine.
But like, it's just such a
times
weird
have changed
subject.
And we have access to so much more information now.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't DBS check them. Yeah. I feel like that's a little bit too far.
Yeah.
If you feel like you need to go to them lengths, then potentially just don't send your child.
And
my children haven't had a sleepover.
Yeah.
They've had like friends same. Come over mm-hmm. and like stay with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because we're not quite at the age. And if it gets to the age where Bentley suddenly starts saying, Mom, I want to go and stay at my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sleep over.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, well, are they going to lie on the floor next to you and put you to sleep? Like,
yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I going to have to come and get you at 12 p.m.? Like,
that would be the likely outcome for mine anyway. Yeah.
I'm not ready for it. I don't think they're ready for it.
No.
I just don't know what's going on in your scenario at home. Like, what male, female?
Yeah.
Family
aunties,
members can come around.
Coming in.
You know?
Yeah, go in.
I just think we need to be parents and protect our children.
Yeah, 100%.
And I know that there's a lot of people that will not agree with that.
Yeah.
But like, that is my job as a parent. I brought you into this world and I'm going to do the damnedest I can to make sure that shit don't go wrong.
Mm.
Because that shit will carry with you for life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trauma's real.
I was actually having this conversation with my friend the other day. It doesn't just come down to like sleepovers with friends. It's like, how do I feel about my child going on like her first residential trip with school?
I know, which is early. 9 and 10.
Wow.
Wait, we've
8.
Got 2 years.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, next year.
That's too early.
Yeah, I've been texting my friend because I used to live next door to her. And, you know, I could see her posting saying, you know, I'm really missing her. It feels like I've, you know, lost a left arm. And I'm like, how long is she away for? And she's only a year older than Bella.
No.
So I know it's kind of on the horizon. And I just don't know how that sits with me right
because
now.
Because I don't want to be the parent that's like, no, you're not going.
No, my
going.
Child's not coming. You can
and then
go,
all
but
the
I'm
other
coming.
Kids are like, I'll be volunteering. I'll be like, who
oh, yeah,
needs
I'm coming
it?
On the school trip.
Either she's not going.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
I've got a DBS, hon, like, take me. But then I also think I've then got to look after, like, 30 other children.
Yeah.
So.
We don't know for the children.
It's such a tough thing and it's such a tough subject. And I do think that that's what we're there for. Mm. We are there to protect our children. I think back in the day, there were so many scenarios where, you know, parents just didn't have the village that they have nowadays.
Mm.
And they were like, you know, when they say it takes a village, not like an actual village.
Yeah.
But, you know, so many children were molested and they were taken through horrible trauma in their lives because their parents didn't protect them. So I'm just like, no. And I hope that like no other parent would take offense at that.
No.
I'm not going to DBS check you, like, let's be honest, because that's quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say no. I just don't know.
It's not for everybody, and each to their own. Long time. But yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, for my own peace of mind, it would be a no.
Same.
And I'm still torn between the residential trip that I know is upcoming in the next year or so. And I'm okay. No.
I don't think Bentley would be.
No.
I genuinely think he would struggle.
Mm.
And I just don't want that for the teachers either.
No.
Bloody hell. They're going on residential like next year.
Mm.
That's actually thrown me.
I know.
I'm shocked. I thought it was like 9, 10. And even then I thought that's a bit young.
Yeah.
But when I first went on one, I think I was probably about 8 or 9.
I don't really remember mine, to be honest. Yeah. I remember going on it, but
I remember being young.
Yeah.
And do you remember what I remember doing? I don't know, like, I think this is probably just a little bit of a glimpse into my future. I remember stripping off, and between the bunk beds, I like literally spread my legs and was like swinging and upside down. What the, like, so a teacher may have come in and I was
upside down, basically starkers.
Gash out.
Yeah, what? This is it. I know.
What was I doing? Like, that's a very strong memory in my mind.
Yeah, and I'm like, are they in a house? Is the house secure? Is it in a safe location? Is there other people coming in and out of that location? Like, because I remember dorms with bunk beds.
But I remember being like, I need to go and have a shower, and they were like, there's no time. You can do that when you get in. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, it was so weird. And also, I remember it was really cute. On the last night, they left this little bag. Remember Space Raiders with, like, the sherbet in the middle? They left, like, little sweets under our pillows. I mean, I'm sure if you went to, like, a confectionery, like an old school one, yeah. Oh, I love that. There's one in Milton Keynes, actually, near the Primark.
There you go. They will definitely sell that.
Yeah, I don't know their name, but if you want to collab, like, just at me, babes.
We love the sweets.
Obviously, we always like to lower the tone and get real deep and dirty.
You know, talking about hedgehogs that have sex.
So dirty dilemmas is always going to happen.
Yep.
It is the chance for you guys to write in and talk to us about anything you want to tell us. Anonymous confessions, but we love the dirty dilemmas because we can give you a little bit of our insight.
We love a good giggle. We love to share them with you.
I don't know if we have the best advice for you, but we're always going to give them to you anyway. So our first one, they are anonymous, so I'm never going to tell you who wrote it in.
People keep saying this to me. They're like, is it 100% anonymous? So I'm like, yeah. Even if I wrote in, you wouldn't know if it's my dilemma.
Scout's honour, pinky, I swear, I will never know who sent it in. It's 100% anonymous. And I actually think there is an option to find out, but I would never find out. I'm not paying. Like, I don't care. I just want you to make it juicy as you can. So anonymous confession, number one. My best friend and I got really drunk on a night out in Devon. I like the details.
Mm.
We're both married to men with 7 kids between us.
Wow.
I was about to say, like...
That's not hard, actually.
Okay, that's fine. We went to the toilet together and I saw her vagina. Suddenly, I wanted to lick it. That took a real fucking turn.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
I thought they were going to be like, we put the keys in the bowl. It was
I wasn't expecting that.
I wanted to lick it.
Especially because public toilets are fucking disgusting.
She wanted to lick the vagine. I've never had lesbian urges before, other than when I watch lesbian porn. I'm so shocked. Do I tell her?
No.
Shit
to yourself.
This went far west.
Do you know what? She's probably had a bit of a stale time at home. You know what it's like with kids. Yeah. Like, it can be difficult.
But, like, the urge to lick a vagine, like, I will
Me
be
and
honest
you have been to the
you.
Toilet many times, and I can look at you dead straight in the eyes.
I know.
You have a beautiful vagina, by the way, but I don't want to.
The
I don't
most
look
we will
it.
Ever do is kiss. But I just don't understand how you. I think she's got some emotions there. I think you might need to just like say maybe you're bisexual, babe, and that's fine.
Maybe.
Because I don't have an urge to lick a vagina. I watch lesbian porn. It's the porn I watch because it's like passionate and like sexy.
I love a bit of that.
Yeah. Like if you actually want Balesa, girls, Balesa.
I love Balesa because that comes
good.
With like a storyline, doesn't
story,
it? It's great.
They're like passionate and it's sexy. So...
It's like
feel
shitty
like
Stenders.
It is like shitty Stenders. It's like it's like Hollyoaks. Yep. It's bad. But it's great. And this is the thing, like, I never look at the girl and think, I actually want to go down on you, but I do look at that scenario and I think, oh, the girl's attractive, the guy's attractive.
I always relay it like reading a good book. You yeah. kind of are left to your own imagination to a degree, aren't yeah. you? And it's not that you want to be with that character, but you're envisaging that
you
scenario.
Being that character.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, oh, yeah.
yeah. And it's just like the passion and the sensualness like yeah. that girls bring. So yeah, I feel like she has a little bit of like
maybe like
diagnosed. Yeah. No, not undiagnosed. Like, it's not a medical condition. But she needs... I'm going to get cancelled. No, she needs to actually come to terms with her emotions and her feeling. I think potentially there is like... she could be bisexual. She's maybe. Joining the LGBTQ plus community.
Potentially.
Come on, it's a great community.
It is.
Like, nothing
all
wrong with
that.
It. Yeah. So that's our bit of advice. You need to come out the closet.
There you go.
Next question. Next confession. Okay, here you go. You can do that one.
You want me to read this one?
Yes, I do. Okay. I don't want to read that one.
Okay. Oh, no. Have you set me up?
No, of course
you
I haven't.
You have, haven't you?
Of course
right.
I haven't, babe.
I just know where this is going. So bad.
I don't even want to read. I had an Indian. I'm going to be sick.
I had an Indian earlier that night, so I was sure it would be silent but violent. Little did I know that I couldn't hold it anymore, and I let out an almighty burner.
Burner. Oh, it burnt on the outside.
It hurt
as well.
So bad, but I instantly felt wet. It was a shot.
No.
Mortified.
I'm actually mortified for her. Oh, that's really shit.
Literally. No, honestly, I don't. I have no words. Because
I have
that is
no
disgusting.
Words.
When
I have never sharted in that kind of occasion. Like, I actually feel like the ground needed to hold her swell.
I just feel like that would have smelled like a dead fetus had rotted inside
Ew.
Of her and come out.
Brother.
And that's just no.
No, that's
but
actually like horrifying.
Did she say this is with her partner?
Oh my God, was it a partner or is it just a date?
No, she. I don't think she said.
She doesn't specify.
Deed, did the deed? She didn't specify because
no.
it's one thing to do that with your partner. I mean,
yeah,
it's
like
still
he,
absolutely gross. They'll be like, you minger.
Yeah, he's going to be like, you're
but
all right.
Like, imagine if that was like a one night stand.
No, like you'd actually have to block and move
or
on.
Or like a new relationship that was blooming. Imagine you'd waited all
waters,
that time.
Babe. Dead in the
you'd,
waters.
You'd done your six dates, you'd held
yeah.
out and then you went, for an Indian.
Do you think
happened.
I'd get that ring? He'd be like, ring where, bitch?
I don't think you would.
Yeah. Girl, bye. Yeah, I actually feel mortified for her. Like, that is probably legit my worst nightmare.
I have so many questions, though.
Does she have IBS? That's my biggest question. Do you have medication?
Did she address it or did she just carry on?
No.
What do you do in that
what
situation?
If the lights were off?
Why am I whispering?
And then they turn the lights on and they will shoot everywhere. Oh my God, that would be bad.
I think we should move on because
I
can't
I think
cope.
We need to move on very fucking quickly. And moving swiftly on, very swiftly. Hopefully this isn't as bad. I've been doing some overtime and my boss keeps on staying late to be there with me. I already know where this is going. We ended up ordering some pizzas. I'm single and he's in a relationship. One night we both reach for the pizza. It's like Lady and the Tramp. And the chemistry we felt was electric. What should I do? I'm worried I could lose my job.
Okay, how does she know it was electric though?
And she said we both felt it was electric.
Okay, so
we
how do you know that? Has there been a further discussion
after? There must
after,
have been further conversations.
Or is it just that thing where you stop and you make eye contact? Because that I get.
But why does she think she's going to lose her job? Because he's in the relationship?
Exactly.
Like,
he should be the one that's worried.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, same.
Like, that is actually a bit crazy because it's the bonding over pizza for me. It's giving Lady and the Tramp.
Pizza. Yeah, it's giving Lady and the Tramp.
But, like, I think he's 100% in the wrong there. He's in the relationship. He knows what he's doing by staying late with her while she's working overtime.
Yeah.
Could be a girl, could be a guy, I don't know. And the fact that she or he now feels like their job is compromised or at risk, that's just like red flags because he's obviously making her feel that way.
Mm.
If you tell my wife, you will lose your job. That's what it's giving to me.
Yes, blackmail.
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 Also, like, talk to HR, hon. I feel like you've got an absolute claim and a half. Yeah, talk to HR. There.
Order a pizza on the house. Tell him he's paying for it. Don't have pizza with him again.
Get Move yourself on. Out of there. That job sounds like a major, major red flag.
Yep.
As always, we always every week like to talk about our win of the week because it might be small, it might be tiny, but it's very significant to the mums out there.
Yeah, agreed.
We all need a win of the week. And we want to hear yours as well. I think it's so nice to just empower other women and talk about how great it makes us feel.
Absolutely.
No matter how small, we are here to celebrate your wins.
We are. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
Yeah, you go first. I'm trying to think about mine.
So I have a 7-year-old at the end of this week. I mean, I already say she's 7 because basically when it's that week, you say I have a 7-year-old.
Also, our kids like look 9. And I think
they
if do. We start
they
saying
have the
sick,
height of
like,
a 9-year-old, don't they?
What are you feeding them?
This is it.
Yeah.
And I think with your first especially, you just think, A, where has that time gone? And B, yeah. I can barely keep myself alive. Like, how did I do this? How have I kept another human being alive?
I feel like we need another party popper. Like,
we do.
Hats off. You kept a child alive for 7 years.
And she's
like,
thriving.
She's thriving.
She's thriving. She's doing well in school. Yeah. I mean, she's got the attitude of a 17-year-old.
Oh, but we love that. Yeah. Like, I'm all here for the sass.
It's that saying, isn't it? She's either going to
keep that energy when you're 16, 17,
she's
and boys
either
are
either
like,
going to be a CEO or she's going to be running a mafia in
jail.
In prison or something. Yeah.
I feel like her and Hallie would 100% do that together.
They would. They would. What's your win of the week?
That's a good win of the week. 100%. Yeah. Like, Bentley's the same. I'm not going to ride on your 7-year-old train.
No, but our kids are a week apart, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, pat on the back for that. I think my win of the week is just like...
Yeah. And I think that's the thing with mum, like you can always step back and look at it from like in hindsight.
Yeah.
But we don't stop learning. Just because we've got 7-year-olds, I'm still learning things new about children and babies and age groups and hormones and
when it was babies, it was a leap. It's another leap. It's a leap. And I'd be like, when the fuck did the leaps end?
Stop, they don't.
Why are my kids gallivanting around this leap book? And it's you just constantly feel like you're winging motherhood.
You do.
And I just got to the point this week where I was like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
If we're late,
we're going to be late. Yep.
We get there when we get there.
Yep.
I don't care.
Yep.
And I just think it's actually a really healthy way to be. Mm. I know it's not going to work next week when we're back at school and it's like, right, we need to make sure.
Yeah. How many times have I asked you to put your school shoes on?
Literally. Like my kids will be fully dressed by the door and then I'll go to get their water bottles and then I come back and they're naked.
Yeah, I know.
Why do they do it?
I know.
Put your
clothes
on, put your shoes on and let's go. But I just got to the point where I was like, I don't want the cortisol anymore. Like the cortisol is making me fat. Yeah. All of these bad hormones. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? It ain't worth it.
Right, so, you've had your week this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and take some of that.
Yeah. I always
into
say
next
like,
week
I want to be a gentle parent,
same.
But my children ain't gentle kids.
No, that's exactly
so
what
I've
I say.
So I've just gone to their level. I'm like, cool. We're just going to like,
let's have a feral week.
Do a lot of nothing.
Do worst.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just not going to react. And Bentley kept looking at me and I was like, I know, I'm surprised too. Who even am I? But hey, it's a win of the week.
Win of the week. Love that for you.
Love that for us.
Well done.
we did Song of the Water already. It's all right. Don't worry. So I hope that you are actually enjoying our podcast because we are having the best time. We have literally done 3 episodes already. I don't know where time's going. And next week is going to be our 4th, which means we've had a whole month of podcast fun.
Yep.
But we love to see all of what you guys are up to. And we would love if you could follow us on all of the social media platforms. We're on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and
we're everywhere.
2 is in the number 2. And then we are 2 P's 1 podcast. And that's the letter, the words, 1 O-N-E.
The letter.
I've made that very overcomplicated. If you do want to follow us, it's 2 P's 1 podcast. I'm going to put it here so it just makes it a little bit easier for you because I made that very, very overcomplicated. And we are going to be doing a little bit more next week of our true mummy selves. We
Absolutely.
Want you to feel like a little bit better about being a mum and maybe being not the best mum, not your best version of yourselves.
Because it's all so normal, isn't it?
It's all so normal. All we normal. Just want to be real talking with you guys every single week. So if there's anything that you want to talk to us about, any burning desires you want to get off your chest, feel free to anonymously send us in your dirty dilemmas.
And then next week we are going to be discussing some more serious topics. So although we have, you know, this really fun, naughty side and we just, you know, want to let mums escape and have that little bit of them time, we also want to talk about more serious topics surrounding motherhood, the good, the bad, and the ugly side of it. Maybe some birth stories. Who doesn't love a good birth story?
I love birth stories. It's the best icebreaker, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I could listen to birth stories all the time.
Me too.
And yeah, maybe some topics surrounding that and newborns and all the things that that entails.
Because let's be honest, there's no rule book and it takes a village. And we want to be your village girls. So
we do. We're the village.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our episode of Two Peas, One Podcast. Keeping it real. Real talk every episode.